You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Well, I'm in a car with other people.
You listening to MZ. MZ.
This is MZ Now.
Well, I tell you, it's good to be back. Instead of being in a recliner doing the show from a headset.
I can't believe you're here.
I know, man. It's good seeing you, man.
You look skinnier, dog.
Yeah,
thin.
He's thin.
Do I look skinny?
He's got a hair, some facial hair like Adams from Adam, the mountain man.
And you're pale.
And I'm pale. Well, I haven't seen the sun.
Kind of like Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Spider says I look like a crackhead.
Yeah.
Like Charles Manson.
Like a crackhead.
What? Charles
Manson?
Charlie Manson.
Who's Charlie Manson?
You know Crazy Charlie with the swastika on his
Charlie.
Head.
He died not long ago.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, man.
He died in prison. Didn't he die in prison? No, yeah. He gained parole, right?
No.
No, he did.
They weren't letting his crazy ass out.
Yeah, I don't think he let him
that
out.
That dude's been locked up all his life because he looked like you.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know that I lost weight because one of my biggest fears was sitting in a chair all day
and
eating.
Don't go into Whole Foods looking like that. They're going to call 911. Nah, I just messed with
you. Everybody goes into Whole Foods looks like me.
Yeah.
You know, I went to Whole Foods, the one over here uptown the other day.
Yeah.
And you know how I dress up, right? Just sweats and shit. Usually black.
Right. So here's how Jaime dresses. A black shirt. Black sweatpants.
Sweats. Yeah.
Almost exactly how I'm dressed today.
Yeah.
Is exactly how. And Spider's dressed. Yeah.
The only difference is
I think Spider dresses the same way.
He has cornrows. That's about it.
Yeah.
So imagine me.
Which is ridiculous.
No, but imagine me walking through Whole Foods.
I can't.
In uptown with all these, you know, richy, uppity doctors. I don't know, whatever they're doing over there. Maybe hotel managers or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, everybody just looking at me. I'm out of place. I'm like, oh my God. You know, and I'm looking for medicine. I'm looking for some cough, organic stuff because that's got the good stuff right there.
Right.
They got the good
stuff.
And I
said, how come they don't put one in Oak Cliff?
Because
they'd go bankrupt or they'd get robbed.
Yeah, no one's going to go there in Oak Cliff.
No one in Oak Cliff is looking a bit healthy, right?
Yeah.
You're in Oak Cliff.
I'm no good. They don't look healthy.
They all look like you.
Oh, man, God, no. I got a little cushion right there.
But I was so
worried. Although I lost more weight than a guy on the left side over here.
That's true.
Know?
That is true.
Mister, let's go do or die type stuff.
Do or die.
You remember, what did he call it?
I don't know.
All or nothing?
There you go, all or nothing guy.
Is that what you said? When you want to do the, when we ended the competition,
the
you said, hey, let's do... All or nothing, or whatever.
You never forgot after all these drinks you didn't have?
Well, no, how you explain it, I'm always confused.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Because I'm too fast. I sound like I'm Chinese. Mexican.
No, I'm just like, no, not just too fast. Talking about just like, I don't know. Whatever it wasn't, you
Well, I need a, hey, I've been sick. Like this last week I was sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw you.
I didn't work at all. You know how much money I didn't work at all?
$200 probably at least that you lost.
I lost $50. I'm like, oh my God, I could make $50 that night.
Yeah.
For your medicine.
Doing that.
Right.
And so I'm
you did a tattoo the other day I watched on Instagram.
What was it?
I don't know. It was somebody's full back tattoo.
Dang.
Was it?
It was disgusting. Not your artwork.
Man.
It was whatever he chose. It was awful. Mm. It was completely awful.
I did it.
Thank God he can't see the back.
Shut up. I didn't do no back piece, liar.
No, I'm telling you. It wasn't like a week ago. It was maybe a month ago.
It was his apprentice.
Yeah.
How does I remember? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know.
Were you that drugged up that you don't remember?
He's on
cough medicine.
Cough medicine now. He's on
that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. Drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs like that.
Yeah, he didn't know what's going on now.
Over the counter drugs.
I do a lot of tattoos, man. How am I going to remember all of them?
Every story he tells me now.
I did a tattoo party last night.
I was so thrown. That's what he always says.
And I did 5 tattoos, made almost $2,000.
That doesn't count, though. That's almost.
Almost, yeah.
You made less than.
It was
so good.
Wow. Yeah, it was nice. You know, like maybe one something.
Yeah.
100.
That's like me saying, I made $100 this week. That was almost
$1,000. 150
cents. Yeah.
No, but it's like I see these people every year. They do tattoo parties once a year.
Yeah. That's a big one you do?
Yeah, and the whole family gets tatted. They kill a pig.
Excuse me?
They roast a pig, dog. A whole damn pig with the apple in the mouth and everything.
The Mexicans?
Yeah.
Oh, they're
They're half white, half Mexican. You talking about?
Okay.
They're half breed. They got their people from Austin.
So Day of the Dead, they get together and they get
fly
tattoos
and
roast a pig.
They fly people from all over the damn place. And Austin, New York, they all come in and get tatted and stuff.
Yeah.
Dang.
But last night it was just like maybe 5 or 6 people. It was a good thing though. I had fun. I got my eat on and then they gave me a shot because you know I've been coughing up this stuff. So they gave me a
tequila?
Shot. I needed some whiskey. They didn't have no whiskey. Oh, they had it with vodka.
With vodka?
No, they didn't have no whiskey. You know. They say it's the brown stuff that kills the brown stuff.
Yeah, okay.
They gave me some clear stuff.
But Spider, have you ever heard that? The brown stuff that kills the brown stuff?
Yeah, the brown liquor. You talking about? But I drank that vodka and it kind of cleared it up. And I was like, oh my God, I need to hit it up. But you know, I'm a diabetic. I can't do more than one shot because I'll be flying and stuff. It's bad enough I'm flying when I be over here with old boy over here doing
Spider.
Things. That's I can't be doing that with Spider or my neighbor over there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah, he's in AA. Forgive him. Nah, I just messing with you. Anyways, I'm going to quit talking because I think I've been talking too much.
No, keep going.
No, I'm just saying. Well, it's good to see you too. And I'm glad you think that I look skinny because I was trying so hard to.
His arms are skinny, man.
To lose weight.
I can't tell.
Because, you know, I didn't want to be sitting in a chair. You can't move. And you're just eating burgers and pizza,
so
whatever.
So are you sitting in the chair or the bed?
No, I got it like a recliner. I'm just sitting in a recliner.
Right.
I mean, I get up and I move
all
around.
All day?
No. I mean, most of the day. That's in front of the TV. It's in front of the...
Did you go crazy? We was calling you the lawnmower man. And
you were the only one calling
me. What was that other guy? You. Mad Max Headrun?
Yeah, that's you. That's just you.
I know.
No, I'm fine. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I was like, I can do this. I can just live at the house, never talk to anybody.
Well, you talk to your girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Whoa.
Don't you
bad.
Put that on me.
Did you finally cut her off?
Who?
You know.
No, she's around.
She's going to be here later.
Yeah, she'll be here in a few minutes, actually.
She's going to beat you up. You denying her. That's messed up.
But anyway.
Don't make her cry, man.
No, but I'm like, I could do this. I could never see anybody again and be completely happy. I was fine with that. And then I started stressing out because I'm like, I got to do the show tomorrow. And
then
I got to get him up to the studio and see people. Eric had to pick me up because I can't drive. I can't drive. Mm-hmm. Who knows how long it's going to be before I can drive again.
Hey, would the Uber help you get in the car if you needed it?
I can get in the car by myself. It's not a big deal.
I just got to
ride in the front seat. I'm good now. I can do 99.9% of the stuff I need to do by myself as of 2.5 weeks ago.
What's the point
you know
when
what?
You can't
me
do?
Me and Star were going to go visit him. Like, when was it? 2 weeks ago or was it a week ago?
About a week and a half ago, probably, yeah.
And he told me, man, don't come over here, man. And why did you didn't want us to go? We were ready,
Two
man.
People had a stomach virus and were throwing up and diarrhea.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't go, man.
Because I got to stay with I live with my family right now because I can't do anything, you know.
Yeah.
I can't put weight on this leg, so I'm a fall risk. So if I fall, at least somebody's there to help me up, which I haven't fell yet, knock on wood.
Just out of the hospital bed.
Yeah. When a physical therapist helped me up and I told her I was going to pass out. And she didn't believe me, and I passed out.
You got a physical therapist go to your house?
No. I'm going to go to a physical therapist starting next week, so I'm good. Yeah. That's the only thing I can't do is really drive. That's it. So everything else, I'm good.
So Eric and what's that girl named Scarlett?
Yeah. Well, she'll take me home. Eric's picking me up today, anyway. But I'm good with that. I'm good with.
You live by him, though?
No.
No.
He lives like an hour away now.
Yeah, I live an hour away.
Where are you living at now?
I live in Addison.
I was in Addison. My niece lives over there off of Quorum.
Oh, she does?
Really?
Yeah, Quorum and
Good. The one I know?
Yeah.
She's still dating that guy?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Well, he only comes like that's too bad. In the military, too bad. So he comes like every.
Oh, military though.
Yeah, he comes in every.
Still have an opportunity.
Weekend,
yeah.
So. Hey, I get off my knees, damn it. That's some dirty old dogs.
Who you calling old? You're the oldest one in this room.
I know.
All right. Anyway, Eric was trying to convince Jaime to buy DirecTV Now right before the show started.
Oh no, the MZ Now.
Do you like
TV?
It?
Who me?
Yeah.
I think it's fine. I mean, of course. I mean,
is that the only cable you have? You don't have like a
no. I just have like DirecTV Now, Netflix, Hulu.
And that's it. Okay, so you're a cord cutter.
But the only reason why I got DirecTV Now was because it just came out and it's gonna be cheap if you jump on now.
They've already raised the price.
Yeah, exactly.
How much was it?
So when I've had a DirecTV for like 10 years, and when I first jumped on with them, it was like $50. I pay now $110, and so since I can't get to my house. I use the studio's DirecTV Now at home to watch Walking Dead or whatever, which we'll get to later. And I'm really disappointed with it's so buggy, it's so slow.
Yeah, the platform is not its best. I mean, of course, it's brand new, so that's why I knew it was going to be buggy.
Yeah.
So hopefully as it develops more. I mean, I've seen improvement, but it's not its best.
I hate it. I'd rather just use an app like on the Roku, like CW or whatever I'm watching, and I'd rather just go right to that.
Yeah.
But AMC, I don't think you can go to their app now with Walking Dead.
You can.
You can?
It's just weird. Like, they'll put half episodes, and they'll start with, like, the sixth one. There's only certain ones you can get on it. I don't know. It's weird. They have a pay service now, though.
Oh, they skip the commercials or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not doing all that.
Everyone's doing that now.
Yeah.
Even, like, FX.
I like how that everyone has gone to the streaming platform where they have their apps and all that stuff to try to save you money. But at the end of the day, if you get everything you want to watch, you're spending more money than you would if you just had a cable bundle.
Exactly.
So I have a cable bundle. I have DirecTV Now. I have everything, and I'm still spending less than if I would have, got them all individually. Yeah.
It's because you're rich, brother. You can afford that.
Because I can't do anything. You know how much money I save just staying at home all day? I'm talking like $2,000 a month in my pocket. Just
give it to me.
No eating out. No nothing.
Raffle, I don't know if it's that much.
Did
but
you Uber
still.
A lot of stuff like Uber Eats?
No, I don't have anything out my way except for Pizza Hut and Mr. Champs.
Oh, you won't go that far. Damn, where you live in jungle?
Yeah.
Wow.
What about Panera?
For real?
You always got Panera.
Panera's too
what
far away.
That? Oh damn.
It's like just outside their delivery area.
Wow.
So. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Rick's last episode on The Walking Dead, and then I also have a stalker. We'll talk about that when we come back.
MZ Now.
Yo, what's up? Jamie Kennedy and Michael Cavallo will be right back.
Online at mznow.tv. MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ-LIVE, did the number 5.
Mike Ryder, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Michael Zavala, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the
I'm not reading this. I'm not reading it. Of all the things he's asked me to read over the years, this is terrible. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not reading this.
Michael Zavala, MZ Now.
Are you guys excited about MZ Now at all?
No.
Well, what is MZ Now?
MZ Now online at mznow.tv.
Hey, this is Bree.
This is Kaylee
from Little Women Dallas, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Can't get enough of the show? Download the MZ Now mobile app, available for Android and iOS.
So, because of my injury this year, we are moving Twerksgiving.
Ah.
Obviously, historically, we do Twerksgiving right before Thanksgiving.
Wait, do you need? You don't need your legs to twerk. You need other people to twerk.
Right, but I need to be able to stand up to see the twerking.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we moved it. Plus, I didn't have time to plan everything. So we've moved it. The idea now is we're going to try to do it around Christmas time. We're calling it Twerk Christmas.
Oh, I was going to say Twerkmas?
Yeah, Twerkmas. What'd I say?
They cook hams on Christmas.
That's weird. Twerkmas is better.
Eat some hams.
Yeah, they cook hams on Christmas, not turkeys.
No, they eat turkey. On Christmas, what was that movie, The Christmas Carol?
Yeah, people eat turkey.
Krampus?
Yeah. Both.
Krampus.
We ought to come up with the tamales.
What is it, Krampus? Krampus?
Grab him by the Krampus. Hey, they got a new movie, the new Krampus. You see that new preview for that new Krampus movie coming out?
No. Hello.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I like that stuff right there. Old Spider over here was having a hard time trying to figure out.
No, he knew how to do it.
Have a hard time.
Well, he never did it. I was like, man, you need to put that.
Well,
he's just like hit the button like right on time.
He was just trying to make sure you guys are staying on track, and he's running the show here.
It was just silent in here. I'm like, damn, I'm like in a box.
Okay,
you got me in a box.
You are in a box.
But so we're gonna do what I say.
Too busy talking to hear him anyway.
Twerkmas.
That's the idea. We're gonna try to do this. It's gonna be our Christmas party / Twerksgiving on the one.
Anybody coming in that you know of? Is Fedora to come back?
I think we're going to have her as a judge this year.
Oh, Fabulosa.
Yeah, Fabulosa.
Fabulosa just disappeared off the map.
No, she's around.
Yeah, after.
She's supposed to be working us up.
She ghosted me.
She deleted you on everything?
No. I asked her about the workout and then no response.
You ain't got no tacos over there?
No.
Nope.
No tacos.
Not anymore.
This whole leg breaking thing has been kind of a weird experience, but it's not a big deal.
You fell in a manhole. You need to tell the truth.
I already told the whole thing.
Yeah.
I've told it like a million times already.
I'm just messing with you. You know, I've got to put that in there. Everybody asks me about it. I always say, oh, man, he fell in a damn manhole.
Tell him to listen to the show.
Yeah, tell him. That should be a good opportunity to promote the show.
Listen.
Send him the show.
Yeah.
Send him the link from the website.
That's what I'm
we got a website.
Yeah.
We got a website?
Wix?
Yeah.
Oh, don't make it on Wix?
It's been out there.
I never knew, man. Oh, wow.
And you're on there. Your picture's Emma? On there.
Oh, man.
But the...
I just messing with you.
The leg break, like, it's the best injury I can have, right? I can still do stuff. Mm-hmm. I obviously can't be at the show all the time, but, you know, it's...
I don't know about the best injury.
The best injury I could have. If I broke my arm, it'd be a little bit worse.
You might have to start playing basketball to heal it fast.
If I'm going
to
break a bone, the leg is probably the best bone for me to, me in my position to break. I can still sit down. I can do stuff. I still work from the house.
Yeah.
Spider's up here being, you know, doing everything.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks to Spider. Yeah. If it wasn't for him, we would be dead in the water. Yeah. He's been taking care of everything.
Kudos.
I was living up here
he's
for
been,
a little
yeah,
while.
Yeah. He's been, I came over here one night. I said, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah. He's in his slippers and a bathrobe.
I had a few naps on this carpet.
Yeah.
Damn.
So,
under the table?
Yeah. It's comfortable.
No, on the table.
But but the weirdest thing. The
Did
weirdest
you
thing.
This?
The weirdest thing about this entire thing has been in the past 2 months as I've been down and out. I have I've got a stalker now all of a sudden.
Oh.
Which is the weirdest thing.
Is it Alexis?
No. This is a true.
Because Alexis was stalking one of y'all. Who was stalking Bobby?
Bobby.
Oh,
no, this
Bobby.
Is a real American woman.
Oh.
This is a genuine.
Damn.
Certified.
I know. I'm going to take a guess.
You don't know this person.
No, you never
I don't?
Guess.
No.
I was going to say it was that bodybuilding chick.
Dejna?
No,
there you go.
No.
Yeah.
She's off the map.
Yeah, she's in Australia now. Yeah. She's about to have a baby any day now.
Oh, all right. All right.
Not mine. I do talk to her quite a bit, though.
I remember, you know, that's why I thought it might have been her.
No.
You know, you shelter her for a couple of days, I guess.
Right.
Shelter her.
But, so this girl, I don't even know, right? Just know friends of friends, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. I get a text the other day, and she has tattooed my name on her body. Now, I'm not talking about a little tattoo. I'm talking about
a
large tattoo right down the rib cage.
Yeah, I saw
it. Is this a real girl?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw
I'll show you photos here in a little bit.
No, did she post it on Facebook or something?
She put on. She sent it to me on Snapchat.
So what, she put Michael Zavala or MZ
she put
now?
Zavala.
Zavala? Zavala could be anywhere. You know,
Zavala can be anywhere.
From Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Destiny 2. The ghost from Destiny 2.
Yeah. And she goes, I put your name
it
on my body.
Destiny 2, man.
And she put on her Instagram, HeartMZ, and all this stuff. Like, all of a sudden, right?
Oh, man.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, I don't know if that's a creepy thing. Is that creepy?
Yes.
Number one?
Yes,
I
that's
feel like
creepy.
It. First off, I've made a whole career out of being around crazy and weird people, so it doesn't really surprise me a whole lot. But at the same time, I'm worried about my safety.
Did you make any advances towards her or anything to make her think
Have
you ever met her, like, face-to-face?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's why she's obsessed.
The show?
No. Shouldn't have been here.
Where did you meet her, in California?
No. She's from here. She doesn't live here anymore. Now she lives in
somewhere else.
I don't know. Not in Texas.
Mississippi.
Wow, thank God.
So I know, right? But she can come back any day now. That's the only problem. That's what I'm scared about.
Yeah.
She didn't know where I live. She didn't know I don't think she has my cell phone number.
You can't run away right now either.
Right, I can't do anything. I'm maimed. And I think that's the reason why everything's coming out. Now she knows I can't leave. I can't do anything. So... But it just kind of freaked me out a little bit, right?
She's going to pull a Misery on
so
you.
So then I thought.
Oh. And your legs are jacked up.
Oh, my God.
All she's got to do is trip you, and that's it. You're in the bed.
I don't know what Misery is.
Kathy Bates.
You remember Misery?
No, I didn't watch it.
That novelist she keeps hostage.
Yeah.
She write that book.
With the damn typewriter, she breaks his legs?
Yeah.
No, I don't know that.
Watch it.
That's a jacked
That's going to be you.
That's messed up.
That's going to be
you. You got to watch out for this chick.
So you mean I got to write a book?
Who's driving him home tonight?
I don't know, me.
It might be her.
You might turn around, it's going to be her
face.
Might
be that Kathy Bates.
But is that, let me ask you, Jaime.
What?
Is that weird? As a tattoo artist, do you find that weird? That somebody would put somebody's name on their body that they haven't even been with?
Yeah.
Like, I have no attraction to this person whatsoever, right? I've literally told that to her in her face.
Is she not your type of girl?
No. And she's older.
I know you like them skinny girls.
No, I don't like skinny girls.
Well, she's pretty, I mean, she's
pretty. Well, that girl you had last time was skinny.
Who?
You know that one that you said you went to her birthday party or some shit? She wasn't there or something like that?
Oh, yeah. She's skinny. That one's skinny.
So I figured that's the type of girls you like, the skinny ones.
No.
This last one is not skinny. What's her name? The one that takes care of you?
My nurse.
Scarlett? Your nurse?
Yeah, Scarlett.
But when she turned little, when she lost a little weight, you were like, ooh, look, I think she lost some weight, honey, man.
So I don't know where you're getting all this from, but anyway.
Look at that. He thinks I'm making stuff up. All right.
All right.
We're not talking about you, Scarlett.
No, but
we're
here's,
talking about a random chick.
Now, this particular girl, and by the way, look-wise, she's great looking, right? No problem. Mm-hmm.
Pretty?
Yeah. But
is
I have
y'all tatted
but she's,
up?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay. That's what it is.
She's dumb.
He don't like girls with tattoos.
No. It's more
well,
of
I can't
a,
say that because Star is tatted up and you kind of like got a crush on her too.
Nah, I don't even. Not anymore. I've moved on.
No, that's
why?
You.
Why did you move on?
I've moved on.
Because she went to dinner with you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cafe de Brazil.
Yeah. Yes, she did. Along with your apprentice.
That's us right there. Oh, you missed it.
So anyway, so I was thinking that was a little weird.
Oh my God.
I was thinking that was a little weird. And then I was like, well, if this person is that obsessed with me, might as well turn this into cash.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Might as well make this a benefit to me. She can't be here. Mm-hmm. She can't help me around or
did
anything.
Did you say a cash?
Cash
for that ass.
How right. are you going to get some cash from her?
I'm going to be a sugar baby.
Yeah.
All
right. People do it all the time.
Like first off, guys like me don't, or guys like us, really, maybe, I don't know how it is in the gay community, but guys like us, we don't ever have, like, just girls buying us stuff. And my, like, that's, yeah. the guys usually do that to girls,
yeah,
like a hot
she
chick.
Buying you stuff?
Damn. I'm like, might as well learn how it is to be a hot chick at this point, yeah. right?
Or hot gay.
Or hot gay. So I'm like, so, you know what I was really thinking about? I've been trying to buy this Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the full series on Vudu, and it's $75, and I don't really want to spend the money. I got a lot of hospital bills and stuff. I don't really. 5 seconds later, $75 in my Venmo.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And then just blow me up.
Did you tell her, though? Did you tell her, or did she just send it to you?
Well, I told her I wanted Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I didn't say that send me $75 yeah. right away. And then she just sends it to me. So I'm like, hmm. And then I started getting a bunch of nudes and stuff. I'm like, maybe this girl's thinking I don't want to lead her on, right? Yeah. I've been very forward at this point saying that I'm not interested. I don't want to lead her on. So I just block her. I ghost her. I'm like, maybe
after
this isn't
the
for
money?
Me. Yeah. And sent a screenshot of me
He's
watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, man.
So then I'm done, right? Haven't talked to her in 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last week, got $100 like
wow.
that, just randomly.
Oh, my God.
And the note was, it's not stunting if you got it, just because. Okay.
She got it. She just.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is what it feels like to be a hot chick with big boobs.
Yeah.
Man.
Or whatever. Yeah. Whatever you got going on for you.
Where's my sugar mama at?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm excited about that. Mm. I know what it's like to be a sugar baby now. So.
Wow.
I just don't know if I turn up dead.
Yes.
if it's going to be worth it, but I guess I won't really care because I'll be dead. But.
Yeah.
She's gonna send you $175 for free.
Yeah, but it's kind of difficult.
Have you had any like sexual relations with her yet?
No, nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
haven't been on a date.
That's what I'm gonna say. The reason why I don't take any money and stuff like that because I always want something in return.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do anything. What am I supposed to do?
I think you're in trouble.
I don't know.
She knows I'm maimed. She didn't know where I lived. Didn't have my cell phone number. Didn't have anything.
They'll find out. Those kind of people will find out.
I think you're in trouble, man. You done messed up. You better Venmo that money back.
It's already gone. Will Smith's got it.
It's spent.
Will Smith and Carlton, I got that royalty money now.
Yeah.
It's in their pockets.
Yeah, you're in trouble, brother.
Anyway, all right, let's talk about The Walking Dead. Because last week, now I'm going to make an announcement. I know Andrew Lincoln, or whatever his name is. Is that his name, Spider?
Yeah.
Andrew Lincoln and the girl that plays Maggie, they're all leaving this season. I want to make an announcement. I am leaving after this season as well.
I left a long time ago.
Jaime's been gone. Jaime was...
I tried to.
I was gone during this last season when they killed my homie. But they didn't kill him. They just cut his throat.
Who? Negan was your homie? Yeah.
There you go, Negan. Well,
you
say
don't
some
know
other
his name.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. I was like, I'm going to say Joseph.
Oh, my God.
That's the first name that came to my head. You know, I know a lot of people, man.
Spider, we can go ahead and be not spoiler-free, because if you haven't watched The Walking Dead at this point and you're a fan, then it's your loss. You should have watched it.
I was a fan until they started this
They made a big announcement
Godfather
saying,
stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. With all the family,
yeah,
all
the
friends now, they're kind of divided
in
their fight. I get it. But now they kind of came together at the end. They play it off like, first off, it comes out in the press that Andrew Lincoln is leaving. He wants to spend more time with his family. So I'm like, why not end the show here? Imagine me telling you a story that takes 9 years to tell.
Yeah.
Or 8 years, however long it's been. And by the end of the story, I have a whole new group of people I'm talking to you about. And you're like, why didn't you just start at this point? Like, why wouldn't you just start the story 9 years in the future? I didn't even know all this other stuff in the past. Like, nothing built forward to that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, why don't you just end The Walking Dead with Rick? Because in my opinion, Rick is The Walking Dead. Like, it's his point of view. It's
right,
his story.
Right.
I want to know his story. I don't care about everybody else. So, they obviously said they're going to keep it going. It's a big moneymaker for AMC. Even though they're losing ratings, it's still huge. And so, they make a big deal. Basically, it's a big clickbait episode where they pretend that Rick's going to be killed, and it looks like he's going to be killed.
Yeah, I told you they wouldn't.
And Spider called
scared.
It. Yeah,
they're and too scared to.
What happened? They save Rick. Goes off in the end to a medical facility, and now they announce that he's coming back and doing 3 movies for AMC.
As the Walking Dead?
And the Walking Dead, yeah.
They'll do like movies themselves that they'll show on AMC.
So basically the Walking Dead universe is going to expand and they're going to do all these sorts
like
of spin-offs
and
stuff.
Movies?
I don't know.
So they did a full circle because he woke up in the hospital at the very first
episode. That means Shane is going
to
be there.
They sent him to the hospital.
Oh, good.
I watched it. I was the first one watching it when it first came out.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a good, I never thought of that. Yeah.
You watched The Walking Dead?
Yeah, when it first came out.
Then they have this new group of kids or whatever they're bringing in. Not kids, they're probably like young adults. And you see them at the end fighting. And I don't know what about the production.
Is this it right here?
I think so.
No, that's not it.
They're pointing at everybody. Like,
that's not it, no. We're watching Walking Dead in the studio, but that's not it. So,
he looks old.
He is old. They've been doing this for 9 years.
Is he the only
years.
One left on there?
Him and Carol.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, Carol's been old.
she's naturally old.
She's been dragging.
Yeah. She looks good,
oh,
though.
Oh, look at that African chick. What was her name?
Oh, my God.
Guess. What was her name?
He's still
alive?
Give
you three guesses.
What's this guy named the preacher guy with the eye?
We'll give you with the eye. With the two eyes.
He's still alive?
Yeah, they're all still alive. Everybody's still alive.
I thought they died.
No.
You need to catch up.
All right.
I'm not going to watch it no more.
So anyway, they have this group of kids that come in, and you don't know who they are. They're just fighting zombies all of a sudden. And I don't know if it was just the DirecTV Now I was watching or whatever, but it sounded like the sound effects were way off. And it sounded like if UPN bought the rights to Walking Dead and rebooted it and just like shoddy production, like an old Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me. And I started laughing out loud watching this. And then Rick's daughter shoots an arrow or whatever. And what'd she do?
No, she's shooting a gun.
Gun. Kills the zombies.
3-year-old?
No, now it's another time jump. Now she's older.
Oh my God.
She was 3 last week. Now she's
like,
eight.
Is this like right now?
Now, right now, she's like 8 or 9 or whatever now. And now she's got
Beth?
No, Beth died a long time ago.
Well, what's
Judith.
Judith.
That's what it is.
So Judith has a samurai sword like her mom, like her stepmom. Oh, and man. Then she has a pistol and she has a cowboy hat, just like Carl. So it's a whole thing.
So it's like a mashup.
Yeah, and which I don't really mind that. I'm like, why? If you're going to start at this point, it's going to be a rebirth of Walking Dead. Why don't you call it Walking Dead The Next Generation or
because that's a whole different show then.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing.
Walking Dead, the future.
It's like literally now it's all these young people and it's like the only people that are there from the old group is Carol and Daryl and they're the one going to teach everybody the rope. It's like Tiny Toons Adventures where it's like little animals learning from Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and all that.
Yeah.
Like it's not even, it's a different show. Call it something else.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to watch up until the mid-season finale, which I think there's 3 episodes left. 2 episodes. I don't know how much episodes left, but I'm going to watch until the mid-season break. And depending on how they leave that off, I may come back and watch the last half, and then I'm done. But after that, I'm done. I just kind of want to see what direction they go with.
Well, the next...
And mid-season's almost here.
Yeah, the next storyline is, like, awesome in the comic, but there's no way they're going to do it in the show.
Well, and see, that's also what I want to know about is how they're going to do... I want to know about this villain.
So how do you find this out? You read him or something?
He reads the comic.
I read the comic.
We're online or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to look for that.
You're not going to read it.
Yeah, you. It's
I
so
probably
many.
Ain't got no time for that.
Right, anyways. That's what it is.
There's like 185 of them.
I didn't finish high school. I just got my GED. So I'm
But anyway, what did you think, Spider?
I hated it.
You didn't like it?
No, I was doing other things the whole time.
If they would have killed him, would
it
have been better?
No, it wouldn't have made it any
better. This is what you was doing.
The one cool thing with him was him standing over the pile of bodies. That was like a real famous comic book cover.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. It was like a dream he was having?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that drove me crazy because that was just like the stupid crap in the second season or...
Walking Dead Degrassi.
The prison stuff whenever he was seeing things. It was like that again. I was just annoyed.
Yeah, I don't like all that stuff. But anyway, that's what I think.
That's when he was fighting the mayor when he was in prison.
So I'm done. I'm done with The Walking Dead. Officially, after this season, I'm done. My contract has expired. And I don't even watch Fear the Walking Dead anymore. I don't even care. And I love...
I watched it once and I quit on Fear the Walking Dead.
Did you watch it since Morgan joined the team?
Oh, he's on it now?
Yeah. It's a whole different show.
Well,
that,
I just watched,
that show's
I watched
a different
the first
show.
Two shows.
All the people from the original show, they're gone. They killed them all off. Everyone's dead.
Really?
All the leads, everything.
Even the boy that started it that was in the church, the heroin addict?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead?
Gone. Oh. I think his sister's the only one left. She might be dead too. I don't know.
Wow.
The mom's dead.
How about the guy that owned that $1 million boat?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the black guy?
Yeah.
He didn't own it. He's a con artist.
But is he dead?
I don't know if he's dead or not.
The Mexico. He went to Mexico.
The guy that has a weird voice.
Yeah.
Always sounds like he's putting you on.
I think he played
He always talks like this.
Yeah, played,
we have to go to the boat.
Did he play an Armin?
Huh?
He played an Armin.
Who?
Ireland Man.
Iron Man? Yeah, he played an Armin.
Ireland.
Iron. He played an Iron Man.
Iron Man.
We gotta save that.
Iron Man.
How do you say it?
You know, man, the Avenger Arn. Guy. What's his name?
What Iron is his man. Name?
Arn.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Who's Iron Man?
I was thinking it was like a Middle Eastern name. I'm like, what's this movie? I've never seen that.
Iron Man.
There you go.
Iron Man.
Yeah, he was that guy with his buddy. He was Iron Man's buddy. The one, the black guy?
No, that's not him.
That wasn't him?
No.
Yeah, I thought that was.
Yeah.
You did all
not
that.
Everybody looks alike, by the way.
Oh, my god.
People say Mexicans look alike, and we don't all look alike either.
Okay, yes.
Anyway, how was L.A., Eric? He just
it was
fresh off the boat from L.A.
Fresh off the boot.
Yeah.
Oh, you went out of town recently?
Yeah, I went to the Universal.
Bring? Some chicken and waffles?
No, Universal Horror Nights at Universal
Studios.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then I went to Santa Monica. We went to Little Tokyo in downtown L.A. What else?
He must have him a sugar mama too. I mean, you know, he got him a sugar daddy.
I make my own money.
What do they call that?
He's an independent man.
Yeah. No, but what would they call that?
He don't need
no
man.
A gay guy.
Same thing, sugar baby. But they have a sugar daddy.
But sugar daddy. All right. So he's got a sugar daddy. You got a sugar mama.
Yeah,
he is.
It was great.
Daddy.
I wish you were there. It would have been great if you were
I know.
There.
All
that
these
was that trip we were supposed to take.
Right.
I didn't make it to Roscoe's because you weren't there. I wanted to go. What else I did not do because you weren't there? I don't know ideas.
About hang out with any celebrities.
But next year they want to go to Orlando.
Did you smoke?
No, I'm done. I'm not going to Florida. I'll go to LA.
What?
Did you smoke?
No, but everybody was smoking up there.
I heard it's legal now.
But before we go, I have something for you.
Oh.
It's a welcome back gift.
Welcome back
Christmas.
Oh. So I shouldn't expect anything for Christmas?
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
it's a two-in-one.
Oh, two-in-one.
Like how our episode's going to be Twerkmas.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it right now.
Twerkmas. But, by the way, I have to say this. Red Dead Redemption 2. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's
you
just all handed he does me now.
Snap Kitchen. Is this food?
He brought you some chicken and waffles.
Oh, this is awesome. Check this out.
Check
this out.
You have to open it afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I can't open it now?
Yeah. Go ahead. I don't know if you had that or not. So
it's got to be a Star Trek something.
Pinky and the Brain t-shirt.
Oh, all right.
That is awesome. Oh. I appreciate that. What size is it? Small? Medium.
He's out to rule the world.
I thought it was small. No, it was small.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect.
It's small?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's small. Exactly what
yeah.
you're
You wear small, brother?
Gee,
Brian, what are we going to do tonight?
I was trying to find extra small, but they didn't have it.
You that's know, pretty good pinky. I hadn't done pinky.
I ordered some clothes off the internet, off of Facebook, from China, and all that came down a little small. I got a Superman shirt that was small. It was probably 4X. It fits me like a small. Like, oh my God.
So is it 4X or small?
It's 4X, but I guess Chinese people's 4Xs are like small people. You know, for reals. Because they don't fit me.
That's
a good point. This is a 4X if it's good.
Right.
Their 4X is for small 4X people.
Right.
I guess with the rice eating guys. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
No, well, you know what I mean? They eat rice and it's skinny.
Yeah, I got
no
so their
4X
is not big 4X. Their 4X is maybe like a.
Why'd you order from. You said you ordered from.
Small, medium.
From maybe. China?
Well, no. You know how Facebook and Instagram be having them little order.
Yeah.
The,
oh, like
the
Wish?
Thing? Yeah. And so I clicked on a couple of them and I ordered all kinds of clothes. And,
you ordered a straight
I even
from
ordered
China,
a bad. I've had my phone. I ordered a bad, gaudy leather jacket, dog. It was probably 4X. I got it, and I couldn't even put it on, man.
Yeah,
because I couldn't go like that.
Because Europe and like America has two different sizes or whatever. The jeans are different.
So plus, Americans are fat.
I didn't know that. So now I've got all these little people.
Because your GED. So didn't tell you about that.
Got my GED. Nah, but I ended up giving that. I had a nice Gotti jacket, dog. Gotti. Uh-huh. The fur.
John
like
Gotti.
That.
Yeah.
Fur boy. I was going to look like a. Woo! Yeah. Like I come out on Gotham, and you know that good show
with faux fur.
Yeah, and now get your boy.
Look like you're coming out of the '80s. Is that what you're saying?
I was going to look gaudy, boy.
And he's like, woo!
I showed it
with
to my niece, and I gave it to my niece, dog.
Where's that? Does she have it?
She's got it. I gave it to. It fits her because you know she's skinny.
Right.
It didn't fit me, but it sure helped fit good, man. That skinny girl. I'm like, good lord, man.
Yeah.
That's something. You're mad about some it. Money. Yeah.
How much did it cost you?
$160.
Yeah, that's shouldn't have bought it.
And I bought this from.
Facebook.
I don't know.
You just clicked on something. You didn't even pay attention.
No. But it said 4X something. 4X is my size.
No, I mean
you couldn't return it and got like 10X.
I ain't trying to ship that stuff. Whatever. They didn't have nothing but 4X. As far as they went.
Can you imagine him talking to some Asian customer support?
No, but if they had a 5 or 6X, I would have hit him up for that 5 or 6X. You know what I'm talking about?
5 or 6X.
X.
What?
If I would have had an X, 6X or 5X, I would have bought 5X because it would have fit. It would have been tight. It would have been just right.
Could you imagine,
even
though?
Even if it was loose, you know what I'm talking about? But this is a coat. You know, this is like a Gotti coat. You know what I'm talking about?
Can you imagine, though, if he called the
so
hotline?
So I'm just going to go to the mall.
I ordered an Iron Man shirt. Excuse me, sir. An island shirt.
I'm just gonna go to the
island shirt.
No, his accent.
My voice is messed up right now, though. My voice is messed up because I'm just coming off this.
Right,
cold.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I got. This, I had this cold that was killing me.
Yeah. Okay, so. Whew. I do recommend before we go. I'm
gonna
leave.
You got some vodka back there?
I don't know what we have. I've been here in 2 months.
No liquor.
Last time I was here was on Labor Day.
You always had liquor back there.
No, there hasn't been liquor back there in a while. There's cleaning supplies.
Yeah, you want some cleaning supplies?
You got some Fabuloso?
Some bleach?
Give me some Fabuloso.
Red Dead Redemption 2. I give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Really?
It is fantastic.
Is it?
Every time I hit you up, that's what you're doing.
I have put maybe 100, 120 hours on that thing.
I would play it, but I'm not too much of the country guy.
I know that.
My son, that Far Cry 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's kind of like that. Far Cry is more like an Africa jungle type stuff.
You like that?
Tristan likes that.
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
I want to play Cowboys and Indians.
Far Cry 4, you get to kill the bears and all these other different animals. You can kill them
in Red Dead too.
That's what I'm talking about. So it's just like that.
So I beat the game yesterday. And now I'm going back in and I'm doing all the little collectibles. And so that's going to take forever. That's going to take at least 5 years.
I've been playing it for a long time. Wow.
That's all I do. What am I supposed to do? I'm sitting in a chair. I talk to Spider. We get the day started. And then I sit there and I watch TV and edit stuff or whatever, you know?
You must have went crazy.
What am
man.
I doing? Weekends, like yesterday, I just played Red Dead all day. What am I supposed to do? I can't drive. So I just stay there at the house. Watch TV. House of Cards was, I give that a 6 out of 10, the final season.
I'm sorry, dog.
Ask me about any TV show. I already know. I watched all.
What about Sabrina? You want Sabrina?
Have you watched WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yes.
You don't even know what
Hulu.
That is. You don't even know what that is, Michael.
Wasn't Andy Dick in that show?
The girl with the big...
Andy Dick.
No, I don't know about that.
Wasn't he in... that was News Radio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But have you ever watched it? Look up WKRP in Cincinnati.
It's not, they don't have the music song. In it anymore, though.
Yeah, that song... Remember that song?
The song, the theme song? Yeah.
Yeah, that was a badass theme
But
song.
Like the real music, because they had real music in the show, but they had to take it all out because they didn't have
the
copyrights
music,
at the time. Yeah. So it's weird.
Oh, so they switched it up then? If I was to look at it on the old, like whatever channel?
Yeah, there's no music in it anymore.
Oh, man. But that was a good show.
It was entertaining.
It was a comedy. Just like you said, you watched MASH.
Yeah. I know what the show is. I've never seen it, though. I didn't watch it growing up. But I know what the show is.
I thought you did watch MASH.
No. WKRP or whatever you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't watch that.
So you did, but you watched MASH.
MASH I watched growing up.
Right.
But I just didn't recognize it.
Well, it's just like MASH, though.
Yeah.
It's dry comedy and funny comedy, all that other junk.
Yeah.
But well, better because it's more sexual.
Oh, you like all that sexual stuff?
Ooh.
Hell yeah, boy. I'm a monster.
All right. We'll end on that.
I juggled two women last week, so.
Yeah, but you didn't
Does your apprentice know anything about it?
Yeah.
She's one of them.
I text Jaime something. I said, Spider says you need to get your girl in line.
Yeah.
And we're talking about some girl we all mutually know. And then, so I go to bed, right? Jaime's like, which one? And I said, you know, told him which one I was talking about. And he said, ha, ha, ha. And I go to bed. Next morning, I wake up, and his girl got his phone and says, I'm Jaime's girl, and I'm not the other person we're talking about.
Yes.
Hey, man, that girl's crazy, man.
Why you let her have your phone?
You don't have a lock on your phone?
I don't care. She knows what's up, you know.
Right, but why would you let her have your phone to begin
with? Obviously not.
Hey, it don't bother me. What the f***? I ain't got to hide
nothing. Not talking about hiding stuff. You just don't need it. Why would you need her to have your phone? It's not about looking at the photos.
No, she answers it when it's business.
But it wasn't even business.
Yeah,
it was a text message.
It's not even business.
And she went through and read through it.
She's my apprentice. She read it. She read the thing for me. Blah, 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 blah.
No. And then you
love this girl. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, and I love my neighbor over here. I think I'm falling in love with her. We've been doing too much and I don't know. When she comes back, I'm gonna be on like donkey.
Probably need to lose a little weight though. You don't want to squish her.
I've been losing weight.
Was it ever on?
Which one?
The next door neighbor.
No.
No, we just around. That's all. But she's crazy. That's a whole different story.
All right, I don't know if I'm going to be here next week or not, but I may be back around for tour Christmas.
What?
You want to pick me up next week?
I hope that stalkers don't get a hold of you.
Should be fine.
Ain't nobody picking you up at all.
Well, otherwise,
I miss closer than you are. I mean, than me.
Where
That's
do you
true.
Do that?
We'll talk about it off here.
All right, bye.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow. Thank you.